There are some new voices in agriculture, and they're demanding to be heard. To the rest of society, the person who grows food is in the background. It's the supermarket or the food packager that stands out. They got flashy signs and labels and sparkling advertisements. But at some point in the past, people began to distrust their food. Lots of health gurus jumped on that bandwagon, and some of them were fakes that led to distrust and lies and misinformation. And now we have some people afraid of our food. They'll pay dearly for anything labeled organic and GMO-free and turn their nose up at the conventionally grown product even when it's just as safe and healthful. Enter those new voices of agriculture. People like Amanda Zalucki, blogging as the Farmer's Daughter USA. She first wrote about her family's farm, following their corn and soybean crops, but soon she realized how powerful the anti-GMO crowd was, and they had no legitimate science backing them up. She entered the fray and created Team Ag, which challenges the misconceptions some people have about farming. Another voice has been my own daughter, Sabrina Hill. She recognized the need to advocate for agriculture and has been doing so on AgNet West. Now we have Steve Malanka and Eric Wilson, two Central Californians who are knee-deep in the ag industry, who've sparked a movement on Facebook called My Job Depends on Ag. The page was created in May of 2015, and there's been an explosion of interest with posts and comments from thousands of farmers and ag workers from around the country, really from around the world. Non-ag people have been posting as well and getting to know some real farmers and ranchers. Kudos to Steve and Eric. They've also started a website, MyJobDependsOnAg.com, with resources that help people understand modern agriculture. These new voices will have a welcome impact in the court of public opinion. I'm Len Wilcox. That's the Western View from AgNet West.